8 million lives or more could be saved between now and 2030 if the planet's poorest countries spend a little over $1 a day per person to combat chronic diseases, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Wednesday. Announcing the findings of new research, WHO's Dr. Melanie Bertram said that these nations stood to gain $350 billion if they scaled up prevention measures and treatment of common killers, including heart disease and cancer. This information is important because it is the first time that the economic rewards of such an investment have been calculated and made available to national health authorities so that they can drum up the funding they need, Dr. Bertram added. Here's what she said to Daniel Johnson in Geneva.
Non-communicable diseases are the leading cause of death and disability worldwide, and we have a list of agreed best buy interventions. So we have cost-effective interventions that countries can implement, but we've never been able to show before that these have a good economic benefit and that there's a case to be made to finance and treasury to implement them.
So. And what are the best buys? Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I think that's what we all want to know.
So there are 16 best buys for NCDs, and they fall into six kind of sub-packages. So tobacco control, reducing harmful use of alcohol, reducing physical inactivity, reducing unhealthy diets, managing cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and preventing and managing cancer.
So those in themselves are not new, but what is new, from what I understand, is that you've actually managed for the first time at the World Health Organization to really put a figure on how much money this will save. And you're saying it's going to save more than $350 billion.
Exactly. That is exactly what it will save. So there's around 41 million deaths every year due to non-communicable diseases. And of these, 15 million occur in young people between the ages of 30 and 70, who are the most productive members of society. So if we can avoid death and disease in these people, we can increase economic productivity and lead to economic growth. So it's kind of the low-income countries can't afford not to invest in these interventions if they want to keep happy, productive, healthy societies.
But the point is, how much do they need to invest? Where's the money going to come from?
Sure. So the cost is very low. On average, it costs just an additional $1.27 per person per year. So this is a very small cost. We think that largely it should come from domestic health budgets. The report also outlines some potential other options, working with philanthropists to look at catalytic funding, harnessing taxes, intelligent taxes, and other methods that countries might consider to increase their financial space for health to afford these interventions.
And the World Health Organization is describing this new report as the quotes-unquotes missing link in what ministries of health around the world need to take to their finance ministries, which have the keys to the coffers, if you like, and that will also help the World Health Organization go to the World Bank and get funding for this investment that's desperately needed.
Yes, that's true. It's data that didn't exist before. So we've been able to say these things are cost-effective, these things are not being done, that we need to make investments, but we've never been able to show the return on investment, that they are a good buy, that they're not just something that rich countries need to focus on, and that there is a strong value in investing now. And if the countries don't do that, they may see huge economic losses in the future. So really, the countries can't afford not to invest.
And you're really focusing on the world's poorest countries, aren't you? Nearly 80 or so developing countries and least developed countries. And that's where the funding is most needed. And the point is, you're trying to promote the Sustainable Development Goals. And goal 3.4 is to reduce premature death from non-communicable diseases by one third by 2030. So how many lives are you going to save, do you think?
If we could implement these 16 interventions in the 78 low and lower middle income countries, we can save 8.2 million lives by 2030. And that brings us halfway towards the Sustainable Development Goal reduction.